Welcome to Touching Hearts and Changing Lives, hosted by Reverend Otley Holmes, Senior Pastor of Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church in Mesa, Arizona, where our vision is touching hearts and changing lives by the power of His Word, Luke 4, 18 and 19. Our mission is to go ye therefore and teach all nations, Matthew 28, 19 and 20. Now, please join us in a study of the Word of God.
Welcome once again to Touching Hearts and Changing Lives. This is Pastor Holmes, your host, and it is my privilege and pleasure to be back amongst my listening audience once again as we study together the Word of God. I thank God for the fact that we can come together and study His Word, that He might richly bless our lives through His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us, as always, approach the throne of grace. Father, we thank You once again for allowing us to gather in Your presence, whether it be by in our cars or in our homes, wherever we may be able to join together by the listening over the radio waves for the study of Your Word. Bless me now, O Master, as I begin to teach Your Word, and bless those who are about to receive Your Word, that most of all, we're conformed into the image of Your Son, Jesus Christ. We love You. We praise You. We want to edify all that You say and do. We ask this all in Jesus' name and for His name's sake. Amen. Well, if you have tuned in last week, we're in the 10th chapter of the book of Acts, and we started opening this chapter, and we went through about the first 11 verses, and I just want to go back and kind of reiterate some of those things that have transpired, because it is important in this section of Scripture to understand what it is that God is doing. And as I said earlier in last week's program, the church is a fledgling church. It's a new church. It's a brand new church. And in fact, the church basically is predominantly Jewish. Now, God is getting ready to turn a major corner here and blend in and bring in the Gentile believers. So He has sent Peter on this journey. Now, Peter was in Joppa before he came to meet with Cornelius. And he had raised this woman, Dorcas, from the dead. Dorcas was a woman of great faith, and she did many alms deeds for those around. She was noted for her sewing, and she always had a giving heart. And unfortunately, she got sick and died. And when they sent from Lydda to Joppa for Peter, Peter came. Peter prayed. Peter sought the will of the Lord. The Lord said, raise her. Peter gave a demand to arise, and life was given back to her. And now, when that was all said and done, there were many believed because of the miraculous work that they had seen performed through Peter. Not that Peter did it, but the Lord did it through him. And the Lord caused him to tarry many days in Joppa. Now, when we open the 10th chapter, we find this Gentile soldier, the centurion of the Italian band, I believe there was about 100 men, and says, the Bible says in verse 2, he was a devout man and one that feared God and all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. So we can see right now the character of this man, Cornelius, even though he was a Gentile, even though he was a non-Jew, this man believed mightily in God, but not just him. He feared God, and it says, along with all of his house. So his wife is his children. We don't tell, you know, who they are right here in this context, but all that was in his house and possibly even his servants, he preached the Lord, if you will. He taught about fearing God in his household. And then it says he gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. So this man was a man of prayer. Then God gave him a vision, and it was about the ninth hour of the day. The angel came coming to him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked upon him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thy alms are come up for a memorial before God. Now send men to Joppa and call for the one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodges with the one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside, and he shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. And when the angel which spake unto Cornelius was departed, he called two of his household servants and a devout soldier, and they waited on him continually. And when he had declared all the things that the angel had showed him, he sent those three to Joppa. On the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew nigh unto the city, now Peter went up on a housetop to pray about the sixth hour. And he became very hungry and would have eaten, but while they were made ready, he fell into a trance. And here's where we begin to pick it up in verse 11. And saw heaven open and a certain vessel descending unto him, as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down to the earth. Now, Cornelius was given a vision from God. Cornelius was a man of prayer. Cornelius looked upon and fastened his eyes and gazed and focused attention when he saw this angelic host come into his house. Cornelius realized that it was the angel of the Lord, one of God's messengers, and he even addressed him as Lord. The message to Cornelius was twofold. His prayers and his charity had been noted. And what is about to transpire now, and Peter's now receiving this vision, is because God is going to eradicate the prejudice that is already existing in the church. So let's pick it up in verse 12. Wherein all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth and wild beasts and creeping things and the fowls of the air, and there came a voice to him, "Arise, Peter, kill and eat." And Peter said, "Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common nor unclean." And the voice spake unto him again the second time, "What God hath cleansed, that call not thou common." This was done thrice, and the vessel was received up again into heaven. Now, Peter, being a devout Jew, when he saw the vision and was told to rise, kill, and eat, but it was a vision of all types of four-footed animals, included animals which God had declared as being unclean. And Peter says, "Lord, I can't do that because anything, my whole life has been devoted to staying away from those things that you have declared as unclean." But the angel sends him a very prominent message and says, "Whatever God has cleansed, do not call common." And my brothers and sisters, how many times do we get ourselves in those types of situations? Maybe not with the dietary laws, but when somebody is a believer in Jesus Christ and we kind of just get all over them and talk bad about them and spread rumors about them, are we not doing the same thing by making that person out to be common? That's just a little side note there. So this vision was given to Peter three times, and then it was taken back up into heaven. Verse 17. Now, while Peter doubted in himself what the vision which he had seen should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry of Simon's house and stood before the gate. Now, that shows me that many times when God gives us visions, we are not always certain what the vision really means. We roll things around in our hearts and in our minds. We sometimes ask God, what does it mean? I know sometimes when God lays something on my heart and it's not always clear to me what exactly it is that God is trying to do, I said, "Lord, you have to make this plain to me because I do not want to move off in the wrong direction. I want to move according to your will." And God being God and the way God has his divine appointments, these three men, the same time that Peter's starting to question himself about what the visions mean, these three, the two servants and the soldier that Cornelius sent to find Peter, are now standing outside of Simon the Tanner's house before his gate. Let me pick it up in verse 18. And called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, was lodged there. And while Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, "Behold, three men seek thee. Arise, therefore, and get thee down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them." Now, God is making this very, very plain. God has made this to understand that we should have no doubt on what it is the Lord would have us to do. He tells us to go, and we are to go. Amen? We are to do as the Lord has said. Then Peter went down, verse 21, to the men which were sent unto him from Cornelius, and said, "Behold, I am he whom ye seek. What is the cause wherefore ye are come?" Now, Peter didn't go downstairs and say, "Hey, you know, the Lord told me that you were going to be here," because again, Peter is kind of, in my opinion, proceeding with caution, because he understood that the angel of the Lord told him that the voice of God said, "Hey, there's three guys downstairs. Don't doubt. Go with them." And so Peter just announced himself, "I am he whom you are seeking. What is the cause wherefore ye come?" And they said, "Cornelius, a centurion, a just man, and one that feareth God, of good report among all the nation of the Jews, was warned from God by a holy angel to send for thee unto his house and to hear the words of thee." So now this is a double confirmation, if you will, and Peter now understands that this is what the angel of the Lord had told him to do, and now he has perfect confirmation. Verse 23 says, Then called he them in and lodged them. And on the morrow, Peter went away with them, and certain brethren from Joppa accompanied him. Now, we don't know what transpired that night that they lodged, but there was possibly, and I do have to say possibly, some discussion on the things of God and so on and so forth. We don't know what the discussion was, but the very next day, they got up and they went, but not Peter didn't just leave from Joppa by himself with the three. The Bible says that there were certain brethren, we don't know who they are, but certain brethren from Joppa accompanied him. Verse 24, on the morrow after they entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them, and he called together his kinsmen and his near friends. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter took him up, saying, stand up, I myself also am a man. So we should never allow ourselves to take the glory that only God deserves. So Cornelius was so thankful that Peter had come to his house. He was so thankful that his prayer had been answered. He was so thankful that he obeyed the vision that God had given him, that when he saw Peter and knew it was Peter, when his servants and his soldiers came back and he saw Peter for himself, he immediately was broken, if you will. He was humbled and he fell to his knees and began to worship Peter. But Peter told him and said, took him by the hand, stand up, do not worship me. It is not I. I am just a servant of the Lord. Now, I know I'm paraphrasing. I'm just a servant of the Lord. God is the only one that gets that kind of glory. Let me see where in verse 27. And he talked with him and went in and found many that were come together. Well, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it's almost time for me to wind this program down. So I think I'm going to hold it up right there at verse 27, and we'll pick it up again next week. But I'd ask you and would invite you to visit us on our website, www.smbcmesa.org. Come by and visit us. Wednesday night at 7 o'clock is Bible study. Sunday morning at 9 a.m. is Sunday school, and 11 a.m. is our worship service. We're not about form and fashion there at Shiloh. We just simply love the Lord. Pray for me as I pray for you. May the Lord richly bless you through the week, and please tune in again next week.
Touching Hearts and Changing Lives radio program is an outreach ministry of Shiloh Missionary Church and is hosted by Reverend Otley W. Holmes, Jr., Senior Pastor. Please join us every Saturday evening at 7 p.m. on KXXT 1010. We're located at 56 South Robson Mesa, Arizona, 85210. It's right on the corner of Robson and First Avenue in downtown Mesa. Service times are Wednesday evening prayer meeting, 5:30 to 7 p.m., and Bible study, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Sunday morning, Sunday school 9 a.m. Worship service is at 11 a.m. For more information, call 480-844-2687 or email sbchurch1011@quest.net. Be sure to log on to the website www.smbcmesa.org. This program has been sponsored by the membership of Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church.